My idea was to make a kind of montage, you know, of pictures from various sites between the North County of San Diego and, say, Ensenada. And since I'm interested in the maritime world, the sea, I thought, well, I'll look at this kind of coastal zone between Ensenada and the northern part of San Diego County. And this is defined, of course, by the old fishing economy of Ensenada, now the cruise ship economy, and the economy of the American military at the north end. And in the middle, San Diego and Tijuana, the actual metropolitan zones with the maquiladoras. It interested me, for example, that Hyundai was building cargo containers here. I have a long interest in this economy of traffic of goods worldwide by means of cargo containers. So basically, I looked at the Hyundai maquiladora, one of the shipyards in Ensenada doing subcontracting work for Hyundai, the set of the Titanic on the coast, because for me the Titanic is the great image of kind of modernist disaster. Mm-hmm. Canneries in El Sausal, tuna canneries, which are now starting again with some of the changes in the embargo and lifting of, you know, the prohibition of tuna caught by Mexican boats. And in some ways what I was looking for was the image of the new assembly line in Mexico and in northern Mexico. But my idea was to do a work of diptychs, triptychs, and single images. All of the diptychs are in fact pictures that are in exact sequence from the film, you know, two consecutive frames as I made them in the camera. So it's a kind of montage that's done very quickly, very spontaneously. And if you look at all these diptychs, I think they give you a kind of big list of different ways that you can think of two consecutive images, one image following another. Sometimes the difference is a difference of space. For example, here with the image of the Titanic sinking into the dirt. Sometimes it's a matter of time. Sometimes a matter of two adjacent spaces that show social relations. Sometimes it's a kind of action, like here with the docking of a cruise ship. It's a kind of sports photograph, you know? It's like sports photography. So, and then also there are these portraits, because the other thing I photographed was the Republican convention in San Diego.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so these photos are all made from the time of the convention. This man here is maybe the only man able to scavenge on the street at the time of the convention, because the San Diego police were busy sweeping all the homeless people away to make the city seem very clean and neat and properly bourgeois. So I liked him because he's a kind of Mother Courage figure, you know? Like in Bertolt Brecht's play, Mutter Courage, he's surviving in this hard situation. And I wanted someone from the US who was kind of in this situation. On the American side, the image of work is completely suppressed. You know, there's the only image of work we get in America now is the work of people in hospital emergency rooms and the police. You know, these are the favored forms of work for television. And there's a fantasy on the US side that work is disappearing, or work goes on somewhere else, somewhere hidden, somewhere in the darkness. And of course, you can't avoid the fact of work when you cross over to Mexico, because people are working so hard for so little and at enormous cost, you know, and I wanted to make some record of that and have some respect for the gestures of work. You know, what is time like, and how can a still photograph show you something about work without turning work into a kind of spectacle? In the last 6 or 8 years, my work has gotten more and more pictorial in a way, and more about issues that maybe relate to painting. But at the same time, I want to maintain something that's very specific to photography. So I stage nothing. I refuse to stage. Now in photography, it's very fashionable to stage. And there's an idea, I think, that stage photographs are somehow more intelligent because supposedly the artist meditated on the whole process. But in my case, it's a matter of really making interesting choices, you know? And choices that interest me to be in certain places and then see what happens. Because in some ways, everyday life is more interesting and more complex than anything you could possibly stage. The Cicut for me is more of a cultural center than anything that exists in San Diego, because it's a place where writers come, where people go to read. It's open for many hours. I mean, it's a real cultural center, and that impressed me. And I wanted to do something in this space. and to think of a Mexican audience as my primary audience, and a U.S. audience as a secondary audience.